טוב, תבואי שאני מספיק עם הבדיחות. טוב, the Mishnah says it's אסור to do מלאכה on ערב פסח from חצות דנן. What's מלאכה? מלאכה is like the sew thing or scribe to write the Sefer Torah. It's called a malacha, something which you have to be a specialist to do.
Right, but what about a haircut? What about
exactly, we'll talk about that right now.
What about...
Why? First of all, what's the reason why you shouldn't do malacha? Because the time, the earliest time that you're allowed to bring the Korban Pesach is by Chatzos, midday. Therefore, it's in whenever you have already the obligation to bring, it's a yom tov for you. You don't do any malacha. Yeah? Good. Very good. But... what about regarding stuff which have to do with Pesach themselves, Pesach itself?
Prepare for Pesach.
So you could do, but there's certain things which you should do earlier. For example, taking your haircut. Okay, you should do earlier.
Cutting your nails.
Okay, cutting your nails.
Grating a horseradish.
Polishing your shoes. You're supposed to do that before Chatzos. You didn't do it before. You're allowed to do it after Chatzos because it's for Pesach, like Rabbi Yaakov said over here. Okay. And Femod.
Making the salt water.
This year is very important to make the salt water before Chag. Why?
Because it's Shabbat.
Shabbat, and it's problematic to make it on Shabbat. It's a Mishnah. Hilmi, the Mishnah calls it, the salt water. Mishnah says, I don't know what the halacha, I didn't click Shekhanah, but the Mishnah says that
after you drink strong salt, you say, heal me.
Heal me, could be. So the Mishnah says that if someone didn't make salt water before, the Mishnah said, I didn't see the halacha inside, he should add a little oil in with the salt or with the water, and it doesn't make it as strong. The Mishnah says the reason why you don't make salt water on Shabbos is it looks like you're making it for pickling. Mm-hmm. You're not allowed to pickle on Shabbos. So especially this year, you make yourself... put on your notice, on a noteboard, whatever it's called, a noteboard, yeah? Put salt water before Pesach. When you forgot, they did it on Pesach, but you're allowed to. If it's Yom Tov, it's much easier.
Now, for the main meal, they said something about you can't have a roasted meat or poultry.
Okay, you're not, it doesn't say you can't. The minhag is not to. Why? It looks like it's a Korban Pesach, and now I have to do Korban Pesach outside the Beis HaMikdash.
So that means, how much water do you add to the pot?
So it's not roasted? If it's in liquid, it's not roasted anymore.
Right.
It's called cooked. Roasted is dry on the fire. Shawarma.
So if you put it in a pot, cover it with a little water and vegetables, it's fine.
100%. Roast is when you take the pligale, and you put it over the gas, and burn it from all sides, that's called a roast. Not what you call today roast and the oven roast. That's not a roast.
Roast is barbecued.
Barbecued. Well, that's a roast. No, exactly. And a spit like these two. So they took a spit from a limon tree, shove it into the animal from one side to the other, stick him in the fire.
Tasty.
It is.
Sometimes they even killed it first.
I was a good boy, I didn't say it.
You were going to say that too? So, I'm supposed to do laundry after Chatzot in the day. Laundry. After Chatzot of Pesach. But, if you, let's say Chatzot will be, they're moving the clock, so it's going to be an hour later. So let's say Chatzot is at 1 o'clock in the afternoon. Okay? Right? Maybe at 12:45, something like that. So you let it turn on the machine right before Chatzot and let it run. Then hang the laundry or whatever. Okay? You're allowed also to sew your buttons even after Chatzot.
Yeah, because there are some people who lose their buttons.
Okay. Yeah.
We're talking about Erev Pesach now.
Erev Pesach, of course.
We're talking about Chol HaMoed.
No, not Chol HaMoed. A woman who gets married, her minagim should be like her husband's minagim. He eats kidneyot, she could eat kidneyot if she wants. That's a hefty, but she has to make him the kidneyot that he wants. Mm-hmm. And they check them and everything. He doesn't eat kidniot. She cannot eat kidniot. Okay? She's stuck. Okay? He does the gebracht mess. Good. He has to do this. He has to do that. Okay? Whatever the husband does, that's the minagim. She goes in the reshus, the domain of the husband right now, and he's in charge. Go after his minag. What his rav says. And because of that, my rav said otherwise. Your rav said otherwise. He could do otherwise. You do like my rav. Don't make fights over this, okay? I told my wife, my wife grew up Chabad. She said, I'm not going to eat your broth. Don't eat, but make me my knedelach, okay? You don't have to eat them. I need to eat them. Of course, the first year she kept up. The second year she ate the knedelach.
It's not Pesach without real matzah ball.
Exactly. Yeah. So we're saying, puffy one, nice one. So, say them. What else do we have here? If you grew up in a certain community, your father was in this community, your grandfather was in this community, they have a certain minagim, and everyone does a minagim, you need to stay in the minagim. It's the minag of the place, and that's what you do, and that's where you are. But if your father, chazal b'tshuva, or mitchazek, and he decides to take upon himself all kinds of chumos, and you don't want to keep those chumos, he decides he doesn't need to go. Yup, it's his own problem. When you grow up, you can decide otherwise. It's not like minaga voisaini biyadaini, like the Hasidim say.
That means?
The minaga of our forefathers we have in our hands. Yes. Doesn't go like that just by your father. He decided something that you have to do that.
Let's say your family was a few generations were keeping minhag, a specific minhag of Eida, and one of the boys goes to a yeshiva of a different minhag, that there is a different minhag, and the rabbis there push him to take their minhag. So even when he comes home, he doesn't eat what all the parents cook. Is that permitted, or is this, according to this, a no-no?
No, not permitted. Okay. I'll tell you another thing. I always remember, kidniot is not chametz.
I know.
Yeah, you know?
I know.
You eat kidniot.
Right, but
so
I'm Ashkenazi.
I have a friend who's Sfaradi, mm-hmm. and he took upon himself minagim of Ashkenazi. So he asked his rabbi, I'm going to my mother for the Pesach. She makes rice. Mm-hmm. Can I eat it? So the rabbi told him, if you don't eat it, you're over on a doraisa. You have to eat it. Why? Which doraisa? Kabel tavicha v'timecha. Kidney is a minhag. Ashkenazim, no inati.
Who's the rabbi? What uses the
rabbi? Rav Eliezer Berland.
Okay. Jupi.
Okay, the name of the friend is Oren Shemesh, if you want to know. You don't hurt someone's feelings. If the parents are sensitive to you and they tell you, listen, we're not going to make this, fine, besedo. But if the mother says, no, you grew up in my house, we keep kashrus, we're charedi, we do everything like you want. I want you to eat my food, so he has to eat it.
What if the parents were religious?
That's a different issue. There's no heter.
They had no minhag.
Huh?
They had no minhag.
What do you mean? If they had no minhag, so he takes over the minhag of his rav.
And if they didn't have a rav?
They have a problem if they don't have a rav. They have to find a rav.
So now that we've done about you, now that we're about
tshuva, who did you make tshuva? To Ashkenazi rav?
Yeah.
So you go like that rav?
Yeah.
To Sfaradi rav? You like that rav? I know I have a friend in Ashkenazi, but for generations I'm not religious, mm-hmm. and he did tshuva through Sfaradim, so he keeps this to them in that game. Yeah. He's allowed to do that.
Mm-hmm. What if you grew up religious and then your Vesorah is not from your, like you left, and then you came back.
No, you keep
your
parents.
Yeah. But even though
you're
Mesorah,
or
everything you do doesn't come through them, though.
No. There's a chain.
Huh?
There's a chain.
The Torah that you learned didn't come through your parents.
Yeah, but all the halachas and everything
you were born in, that they kept.
That you did go through.
Al-Titosh Torah Timecha.
That's what he brings down here. That's brought down out of here.
Now, what about when you're having your mother-in-law over and she's Moroccan?
Don't cook her.
So my son had a Sephardic Moroccan Seder.
Mm-hmm. Good for him. Moroccans keep almost everything like Ashkenazi.
Not all.
A lot of things.
Depends on what part of Spain they came from.
The northern part of Morocco, which is closer to Spain, was more Ashkenazi. The southern part, like Tafilat, where the Rav Asadi came, was the more Saradi. Mm-hmm. Less Rama.
Because the ones further up came from Aragon. We went from Spain to Serbia. And we were going to Catalonia. Catalonia didn't take Rama.
Now, when you buy meat for Pesach, or you get meat for Pesach, you're not allowed to say, this is meat for Pesach. Why?
Korban Pesach.
Pesach is a Korban Pesach. What do you say? Lechag HaPesach, or something like that, yeah. Or Kovad Yom Tov. Don't say for Pesach, because Pesach is not only a chag, it's the name of a Korban. You have a problem with doing that.
Okay. We don't have a problem. We don't have the problem.
No?
We don't eat meat.
We don't eat meat, okay. Even on Pesach?
What?
You're waiting for the Beis HaMikdash people.
What? We do not even have a meat fork in the house, or a plate.
I'm not coming to you.
But meat goes in spite of it. We have fish.
My father-in-law, I got also. You don't eat nothing either. Mm-hmm. Only
you can do great things with salmon and bakala.
There's a minute, you're bichol? You're Bechor, Ovadia? What do you have over
I'm
you?
Older sister.
Now I'm married? So there's a thing called Tanit Bechorot. You're Bechor?
Mm-hmm.
Who's a Bechor? Only Yaakov?
Yep.
You're not a Bechor? You're Bechor also? There's a thing called Tanit Bechorot. It's a Tanit, it's a fast that we do on Erev Pesach. That we don't do on Erev Pesach. Tanit Bechorot. Why? In this generation, it's difficult for people to keep ta'anit and focus in Lila Seder and eat the maror with joy and everything and be calm and everything. Therefore, the minhag is to be mekel and not to fast it. How do you not? How do you get rid of it?
Have seen.
Any Sudas mitzvah, right? One year I had a bris on Erev Pesach, not mine, a neighbor of mine downstairs, a bris on Erev Pesach, alhamdulillah, huh? And it was awesome. We took out we had bagels. And right after, the chick chak did their food because it was late. They just took everything upstairs and burned in a big fire.
There's a lot of leftovers. About Tani Bechol.
Tani Bechol, no?
Maybe see the written there.
Tell me.
Boy was born, first live birth. There was still birth before him. Is he Bechol or not Bechol?
The first live birth. The other one died there.
You know what stillbirth is?
Yeah, a dead baby.
Yeah.
So yeah, he brings down here.
Mm-hmm. Does that include miscarriage?
Yeah, miscarriage.
Stillbirth, miscarriage.
Yeah, the miscarriage is before. Yeah. You know.
He brings down this case also.
I mean, it depends if the baby reached 40 days, right?
Mm-hmm. Or somebody writes.
Shabbat, Ken, also. So it depends like this. So it depends like this. If the baby, if a baby is born alive, mm-hmm, after 9 months, even if he died within the first 30 days of his life,
mm-hmm,
the second one is not a bechol anymore.
Mm-hmm.
Regarding tanit bechol.
Okay.
But
a miscarriage?
If miscarriage is a, he is considered a bechol.
Okay, so I'm a bechol.
And
I am a Bechor then.
No, so you're a Bechor. Also, if a baby is born, let's say, early, it's called pre-me, right? And dies, also the second one is a Bechor. Because he's not made to live.
Like Johnny Weissman was a pre-me. You wouldn't believe it, huh?
I'm a pre-me.
But if he's a pre-me and he lives 30 days, then he's...
Oh! Bechor is born in a cesarean, C-section.
Mm-hmm.
C-S, that's what they write, they sell in the hospital.
It's a cesarean.
Cesarean?
Mm-hmm.
Uh-huh. C-S, they say.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Cesarean section.
That's what they had, and my wife's, the baby's, I think. a little carrot in the chat.
How's she doing?
Baruch Hashem, better, better, better. I'm still pink. Oh, is he in there?
Did you get the ornicle?
No, I have to.
What are you waiting for?
Yeah, I'm going to run there.
Once you just suffer.
Yeah, Kisha, I'm going to do the Hamas. Kid? Yeah, so, Ben Abacha, it's different, but I have to do so the first, the one who's born, is there, of course he has to fast. The second one, of course, doesn't have to fast. Yeah. Good. Now, if Erev Pesach falls on Shabbos, not like this year, and not like next year. Next year, everything from Purim and on is exactly like this year, because the leap year next year, Tavshin Ayin Vav is a leap year.
Mm-hmm.
Everything Purim falls out exactly like this year, and then everything after that, the end of the year. So, but there's years like that. The Motzei Shabbos is a Leila Seder. And it's beautiful. You know why? Because you get to rest before the Seder. You're all calm. Everything's good. You're not running around. But anyways, when do you do Tanit Bechorot?
Thursday.
Okay. As the Machloket.
But there's a problem.
I got it. Yeah. According to Sfaradim, by the way, I saw that the Bechlan and not, if there's a I saw that according to Sfaradim, they're not knowing to do Tanit Bechorot that year. If Erev Pesach fall on Shabbos, so there's no Tanit Bechorot. But we do on Thursday. Assume. Yeah. Also, some others say, also, even according to Ashkenazim, you can give Staka instead of the fast, even if you don't go to Siyum. Give 30 shekels, you'll see, yeah, like that. What are you saying?
The problem is Shal Shiris. Challah.
You don't do a challah that year? You do. No. It's so, yeah.
Oh,
that's
right.
You do on Perot. The Mr. Burr said that, you can do on Perot. That's the case where the Chatchila you do on Perot.
Mm-hmm.
Take fruit, eat more than a kazayat of fruit, you're good.
And what about Shabbos lunch?
You do early.
You start early.
Yeah, you do before Chatzos, before a lot before Chatzos. You do before the fourth hour, before the end of the fourth hour.
Yeah, and any crumbs you toss down the toilet.
Yeah. Down the toilet is good, also, yeah. Economic
time. Because of prayers.
Ma? You must. You must. Even the Chassidim that year. I don't know what he does. I'm sure he also does like that. By the way, they say that, he says here that the Bechor is also from the father and also from the mother. Even if he's b'chol of the mother, or only b'chol of the father, and the mother had babies before,
mm-hmm.
still he should keep tamid b'chol.
That's interesting.
So there could be two in one family you keep. It could be four, the father, the mother. The
we have three b'chol in the house.
Three b'chol?
Me, our firstborn son, and the boy we adopted is also firstborn.
Uh-huh.
Yeah. Oh, the foster is also firstborn. It'll be four bechorot.
Who the?
Foster.
How's that?
Umna. There's no mu'matz for umna in this day.
Ah, really? Talk about it. Talk about it.
Talk
about it.
Oh, mu'matz in baya. Umna bilashu lo bidyu. Berosh. האומנה גם קורא לנו אבו אימא.
מאיזה גיל?
הוא 11.
מי איזה גיל הוא אצלך?
הוא 12, אצלי יש מי 11.
הוא יודע שאתה לא אבו אימא.
הוא יודע, יש לו גם ביקור אימא. אבל לא, חייתי יותר.
זו גדולה. Now, if one has a bechor, and he's under 13, the father has to fast instead of him, or go to Siyum instead of him. That's what I do. Can now, it's an interesting halacha. If a kid who's under 13, he's a bechor, he makes a siyum, he can put out all the other bechorot, even though he's under 13 years old.
That's cute.
Yes, it is.
Well, if he's over 13, he could do that too.
Right.
Over 13.
For kids over 13.
If
he does, makes the siyum, everyone will mishtatef in the siyum.
Oh, mishtatef. That's cool. So you know, a kid who's anorexic, he's on everybody.
What's considered a siyum? Obviously, siyum asechet from Bavli Yerushalmi Gemara, of course, is siyum, or finishing one seder of the Shisha Sidra Mishnah. There's six sederim. Finish one of them, the Mishnayos, and this is all not reading. Understand me what you're reading. Right? You can the night before just take a book. Okay, siyum. No, it doesn't work. You have to know what you're saying. Now, some say that if you learn, he brings down the name of Shut Pri Sadeh and Binyan Shlomo. What is Tzadik Heichet? It's a lot every year that even if you do a Siyum Masechet in Mishnayos, which could be very easy, Masechet Chala, whatever, something short, okay? And you learn it well with Rabbi Avraham Vatanura and with Tesis Yomtev, you understand you learned it well, it could take you a few hours. Okay? Then also you could do a Siyum, Masechet. Okay. But he's thinking about Mishnayos and Navi, it should be something that you learned before learning it. Now it's time to read it. Can I said that, right? And also, if you finish one of the four parts of the Shulchan Aruch, you can also make a siyum. Okay, tough. So now, when you make a siyum, you don't have to dafke eat bread. You eat whatever they serve, something. Even a drink is good. You're part of it. But and even if you did not eat at all, tanit bechavod, you can make and eat at home afterwards. שתיית יין ומיץ ענבים בערב פסח ויין מעט לא ישתמש בשתי סייד אני רוצה לשאול הרבה יין ושבורת הרחת וכיין ושתמין כתפין ששימן להם ישתת יין אפילו הרבה כן ומקים מישהו מה אומר לא הרבה עוד שמשתקר את זה כן the vinegar is not to drink wine or grape juice on ערב פסח at all. And because Chazal say that if you drink a little bit, it's not good because it calms you down. If you drink a lot, it's good. It causes you to want to eat. Want to, okay, that's what Chazal say. But we don't know what's a little bit, what Chazal meant, a little bit a lot, and we don't know exactly which wine it is. We don't eat and drink wine on Erev Pesach after Chatzot, especially not on the, when it's Shabbos after Chatzot. That's why we make Kiddush early, everything early. Okay? Also, same thing, we don't eat, what else don't we eat? We don't eat maror before, we don't eat matzah, of course, before. We'll see in a second, when don't we eat matzah from?
30 days.
Okay. Also, knei dalach. Okay.
What about matzah? I've seen packages of matzah in the store that say chometz on it. So is that matzah or
chametz? It's matzah, which is
chametz. So
matzah wasn't
is
kept.
That, is
not
that
to
what
be.
You're talking about? You can't eat that, or you can't eat real matzah.
I'll tell you, it's better not to eat that either, because the whole reason why not to eat it is in order for you to look forward for the mitzvah. For the mitzvah. If you ate even something similar to that, so you missed the point.
one of my friends was a chassid of the Boston Rebbe. So when he would buy shmor matzah, he would buy a lot of extra matzah. And he said, I keep this so that I eat it before a fast day and I never get hungry.
When did he start getting hungry again?
The fast is over.
Olin? Okay. Now, the time of Chazal, they used to. We know there's on Pesach we have a mitzvah that when we drink the cups and when we eat the kazais and matzah and the korech, the mitzvah is to do it behaseva, leaning on the left side. Can't daf on the left because of the
esophagus.
Yeah, so you don't chashan suffocate. So the time of Chazal, they had these nice benches with pillows, because one bed's cut, each one had his bed, and you were laying down like this, and they had pillows, very comfortable, and you could drink easily. Today, this whole aseva is very not comfortable, especially if you don't have a
armchair.
Yeah, if you have an armchair and you put a pillow over it, it's a no mele. If you don't have, you're leaning on your friends, it's kind of not comfortable, but that's not a chaveh. Do a seva, and some say that you're not yoitze even if you don't do the seva, you don't do the leaning correctly. Okay. Is that also good? You could also lean on his friend's shoulders, but not in the air. In the air is not considered leaning. You have to lean on something or on someone. Kacha stam in the air is not considered leaning. What are you leaning on? To be leaning.
On your imagination.
It's not good enough for that, for the mitzvah. So you have to lean either on his chair, the guy next to his chair, or his shoulder if he doesn't mind. No, that's how you do the mitzvah. Some say, okay, so now, regarding women to do haseva, the Gemara says, the women lean or not. The Gemara says, only an important woman, she leans. And the Gemara says, and today, they're all important, the women. It's the time of the Gemara. I don't know where today they went. They're very high. But, yeah. But, brought down, Bizman Azeh lo nagul asev. But, according to Sfaradim, he brings down the name of the Kafachayim, brings down that women do haseva, they do leaning. And also by Ashkenazim, a lot of women do leaning kisu. You don't tell your wife what to do. If she wants, you can lean. If she doesn't want, it's halacha that if she keeps, he doesn't keep, she's not Mekayim in the mitzvah. No, Ashkenazim doesn't lean. If she asks, you tell her you can do whatever you want. The Rav said you can do whatever you want. If you're Sfaradi, Kafachayim says you should do it. Ashkenazi, you could also do it. Can?
What do you do to a seder at an Israeli's house who doesn't keep anything?
What do you mean? How can you keep kosher?
What?
How can you keep kosher?
Well, that's what I'm asking, a serious question here. What if you're going to go to a seder at an Israeli's home?
No.
And they're going to read the Haggadah, but you're not sure what they're going to read in the Haggadah. Maybe it's paragraph 179. You have no idea. Plus, you don't understand it even. You're supposed to read it in a language you understand.
Of course, right? You don't even have to read it. You have to tell the story.
So what does the person do if they're in a situation like that? Do they say, well, this is the story of Pesach, and they tell it in English so they can hear it? Or do they not want to embarrass themselves or start a problem and just be quiet?
Mitzvah is, first of all, you have to eat kosher on Pesach. That's first of all. Okay? More important than Agada, more important than anything else. You have to eat kosher on Pesach. Kosher on Pesach is a lot more strict than kosher during the year, because even one pirur, one crumb of chametz, it's an isu d'oraisa, kores. It's a very, very big isu. Unlike treif, which less than the kazais, you're not even allowed. Milk and flesh together, but the bishishi, all kind of leniencies. But chametz is not like that, so it's problematic to go to someone who doesn't know what he's doing. That's number one. Very problematic. You can't. You invite them to your house. You don't go to their house. Okay?
I've already lost that battle. I'm not going, but I mean, my son is going. So, and he's going. I mean, he's not coming to me. So,
it's problematic. Very problematic.
What I normally
do. Regarding kosher wise. The main thing is to even say a little bit of the story. Language that he knows, and drink four cups of wine, kazayis of matzah, kazayis of mo'ol, at least two kazayis of matzah and a kazayis of mo'ol, and besides, you to the mitzvah, eat meal.
If they're mechalel Shabbat in public, nothing they do is kosher.
Yeah, that's what
they're I baking say. Is not kosher, they're cooking is not kosher.
It's a problem, it's a big problem.
What I normally do is leave.
It's not him, it's his son, he would leave. Kitzos, not pashut. I don't know. Ask your local Orthodox rabbi.
I haven't talked to him. I've been in their front. I don't use any rabbi.
No, whatever. To the rabbi you hold, I don't know. It's very not pashut. Here in this country, he's going.
He is. Yeah.
He's religious, your son?
No. But he's just going to
stay. So tell him he has to drink four cups of wine. And need a kazayis and matzah. That would be kosher for sure. Two kazayis and matzah. That's kosher.
I once had that same, actually, years ago, I had that same situation with another son of mine. His grandmother was taking him to Disney World.
On Pesach.
On Pesach. So I asked the Chabad rabbi, I said, what do I do?
And said, she wasn't religious?
No. So he said, he said the same thing. He said, have him tell the story. Whatever, if he doesn't have Haggadah, whatever he remembers will be okay. Eat matzah and drink grape juice.
Yeah.
And he said, that's minimum. That's the bare minimum.
Yeah,
and
that's what I said. You know. Okay, you do. You have a situation. That was for him. No, we're going to tell you.
This is a different situation because it's an adult child. It's not like a child.
He's married?
No, simple.
Okay, we have a minhag, at least Ashkenazim, I don't know what Sfaradim do, that when we come home from shul, we wear a kittel for the Seder. That's the minhag. Just for the Seder. Not for davening.
We don't wear the kittel, we wear a white. Something white.
White. Yeah. It's the dark hair.
White jalapa.
Can't people wear the white hair?
Alright. I say the most dressed from Morocco.
Yeah, that's what you said, jalabia. I didn't know. Right. I know, I have friends like that too. Right, I remember now. Right. But Ashkenazim, we wear a kittel. It's dark hair. Every year I forget. I make kittels and, oh, right, the kittel I want to bring. I have a special one for Pesach. It's full of stains from every year.
I drape mine over the chair.
Then you don't forget that. Yeah, good idea. Shkayach.
I put it on the chair before I leave.
And then when he comes up for shul, it's there. He doesn't forget.
I mean, it's hard to take the chair out without seeing the kittel.
Not for you.
The main place where you must do haseva, you must lean, is the four cups and the matzah. Because first, because that's the matzah, you must. Without doing that, you're not yotz. Now, by wine, it's problematic. Now, you had the cup without leaning. You can have another cup, so you're having five cups. You have a problem. to have only four cups. So don't get into that problem, okay?
You know, it's really funny that the Reformed Jews that I knew, and I taught in the Reformed Temple for a long time, so I knew a lot of Reformed Jews.
So how did they let you teach if you weren't Reformed?
There was nobody else who knew anything.
Not even the rabbit?
What?
Not even the rabbit?
Not even the rabbi?
No, the rabbi?
There's too many people, you know. These are big congregations. They have to have schools, you know, they Sunday school. But when I taught the adults, it's interesting that they all, every one of them, remembered getting ready for Pesach as a child, putting the chometz away. They knew about, you know, you don't eat bread and cake, you eat matzah. Everything else gets put away and sealed away. And a lot of them even have separate dishes for Pesach.
Wow.
So they're, in that generation, remember, it's the people that I taught as adults. So they're talking about people, their grandparents and parents, who are going back to maybe, you know, 50, 60, 70 years ago. But today, I bet that those kids don't have that memory. See, that memory got lost, I'm sure it got lost. They might have read about it somewhere, but it's not a memory that they remember seeing practice.
Right.
It got lost in the 50s after World War II.
We learned from the Haggadah a lot of chinuch, how do you teach kids? You teach kids in a way of interest. Do weird things. You ask them questions. You teach kids by showing them. You take the, how, where do we see that? You take out the matzah. You say, matzah zoo. You say, this matzah that our forefathers. That's the whole story. You just tell them. You know the matzah that our forefathers said. No, you show them. Moel's there. That's how you teach a kid. You're supposed to... to make him live it. So then he remembers, like you say.
And the roasting of the egg.
The egg, I don't roast the egg. I roast the fligel, but the different minagim.
No, we had a little piece of meat, and then an egg. We should put it in.
We cook the egg.
It's supposed to roast
it as well. Yeah? Like, for example,
the in all the Haggadot, it's written.
Yeah, we never saw it. We'll see.
And when the kids prepare the salt water.
Yeah. Now, next year, we're going to have in the market grape juice and wine of Shemitah. Next year. Already, right after Sukkot, we're going to start having grape juice from Shemitah year. And then afterwards, as the months go by, then we're going to have sweet wine from Shemitah. Then later, in a year or so, we're going to start having... also dry wine from Shemitah. So regarding using Shemitah wine for Pesach, the second cup is problematic. Why? Because we spill out. Remember we spill out? Mm-hmm. You're not allowed to spill out Shemitah wine. You're allowed to drink it, and by yeah, it's for you to drink. But you can't spill out. So the second cup should not be your Shemitah wine. That's only next year. This year there's no Shemitah. I mean, it could be Shemitah grape juice. Not grape juice, wine from 7 years ago, yeah. But from this year, not yet.
So can you use the finger just to dip it up and...
or just now, it's better not to use the finger, first of all. Because when you dip back the finger, which you took out the bad stuff with.
Yeah, don't.
People use either a spoon or they dip it. It's brought down the salt and stuff.
Okay, I didn't know that.
I didn't know that either.
Even the spoon, it's best to tip it.
They say tip it, yeah. And then fill it up, maximum. Because the kids, they tip it up. They tip.
Mm-hmm.
There's also minhag from straw that you, I don't know Ashkenazi do too, but you have two people. One pouring the wine or the meat or juice, and the other pouring some water onto it.
And I never heard that.
That's
it's for the dinim.
To calm down the dinim.
Uh-huh.
There was a story with I think it was the Shpoler. And the meats and the wine from the makot.
Yeah, someone drank it. Oh, he gave it to someone.
Gave it to someone.
To a guy or something.
No, he gave it to a Jew, one of his followers, Julian, was opening up a new tavern. Tavern. Big Mosaic.
Okay.
And you gave him a bottle. Didn't tell him exactly what it was. A bottle of wine. Hide it in your tavern. Don't drink it. Don't serve it. Hide it. Okay, hide it. It'll be a bracha for you. This was pretty good. One night after when he was closing up, he already locked the doors. Boom, 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 boom. Jew, open up. We're closed. We're going to bed. Open up or we'll open up. You know? So you knew he's got these drunk going, would be more drunk. You don't dare not open up. Okay. Opened up, they came in. He said, "What can we serve you?" They pulled out knives and ropes and tied him up and his wife and the kids and so on and started burglarizing the tavern in their home. And while they were burglarizing through, they found hidden this bottle of wine. So if a Jew hides a bottle of wine, it's got to be great stuff. They took out glasses, poured it and drank. Blew him on the floor.
Dead?
Unconscious. So the Jew, he and his wife untied each other and called the police.
Ephemeral. Now the minhag is to drink at least one each cup a revit at one time or a rov kos. But you don't have to have big cups. You can drink if one has a small cup. Can he can drink four cups of wine and be fine? If he's used to drinking wine, then by yeah.
So like the little kish cups.
Yeah, the little ones, perfect. According to the Gra, to the Chazon Ish,
186
samach.
So we shouldn't use
8 ounce
cups?
I say
8 ounce,
how big is that?
How big is
8 ounce? It's big. It's like a half a liter. No. That's like a pint.
Yeah.
No. That's only for beer. But on Pesach can't have beer, so you have pound.
So like is it like a half of those little paste? You know they on Purim you get by those little bottles of wine.
Those have enough for it. It could be two of these.
That would be four cups, two of those little bottles.
Yeah. Okay. Yeah.
You know what you make kiddush on?
Yeah.
That size cup?
Yeah.
What you hold in your hand?
Yeah.
That's what I'm talking about.
This high. That's so big. Okay. Now, if you're not allowed to have wine, so you can have grape juice instead. If someone's not allowed to have wine, you can have grape juice instead. But if you're able to drink wine, drink wine. So if you're able to drink even one cup of wine, it's good to drink wine, dafka. Some people I know, they mix afterwards or they change afterwards for the last cup of grape juice. It's hard for them. So I go as I feel. For Hashem, the past few years, I've been able to drink only wine. Because I get to smaller cups and better. But if you see that you're getting too tired or too tipsy and you're not going to focus on the agada, because also you're having an empty stomach, don't forget. Two cups are an empty stomach. And an empty stomach. It's hard. Okay. Now, you're supposed to have davka.
But that's only for 13-year-olds, right?
Yeah.
The wine. I mean, that's...
I'm not going to give my 13-year-old son, the Hashem, in a few years of 13, wine. No. He's a little bit... I'll give him half a cup of wine together with grape juice. He's going to go to sleep immediately, right? 13, the little body. Right. Immediately you mix it with the blood and come on, he's out. The bigger you are, the easier you deal with alcohol. Now, the mitzvah min hamuvchal is dafka to use red wine if you have. If you don't have, also white your yotz, but also grape juice, right? Dafka the red grape juice, the red wine, and not blush and all kinds of interesting things. Red wine. Okay, why? Like the blood.
Really?
Yeah.
You can't use like those light wines, light colored wines.
That you can't. You shouldn't. If you're able to get red wine, and you're able to get red wine, you're better off.
So actually, Manischewitz really was correct for all those years in America.
Manischewitz is not wine.
It's a prune thing, no?
No, it's grapes, but it's very sweet.
It's garbage. Robitussin is better.
Well, there's Ketum. Ketum is okay. But also, as for the wine or meat juice, people who are sensitive to alcohol, to wine, I check them so that you can take the bottle and just put a little bit in, a tablespoon, a teaspoon into it.
Which won't affect you.
It won't affect you, but you can call it already.
Another Hidu on Pesach is to have wine which is not mevushal. It says in it, lo mevushal. It's a Hidu for Pesach, because when it goes to mevushal, it goes down a degree.
But in which case, you have to be sure that somebody who is not a Shomer Shabbat.
If you come to your table, you have a problem,
you're going to have a major problem.
But now I'm telling you a good advice. No one's paying me for this. Last year I bought Oganus. They have amazing, amazing wine. It's not cheap. Their prices are around between 70 and 90 shekels a bottle, but it's good wine.
Let's stick with 18
shekels a bottle. It's very good. It's not dry, it's sweet.
It's grape juice.
And grape juice you do?
Mm-hmm.
I don't do wine?
I'm not allowed.
Yeah, I drink wine.
My wife can't stick with me.
What's the name of the wine?
In the Yerushalayim.
No, which one? His or mine?
Yours.
Oh,
it's, there's a winery in the north near Meron. It's called Or HaGanuz.
Or HaGanuz?
Yeah. They have it's a very small winery. They don't have a lot. But really fine wine, really fine wine.
Nice.
Very smooth, very
nice.
Dry.
It has no additives.
Rabbi Yoshiv used to use only them because they're 100%. In the Yerushalayim, it's 18 shekels a bottle of grape juice. They have also wine, sweet.
And
pure 100%, nothing in it. Nothing
without,
in it.
Without additives.
No sulfite, no gloom, no?
Right. And good taste too.
No, they don't? Yeah, no one. Sorry, in my neighborhood, they have a little makolet, so you should have it. In the shuk, whatever. It's a very, very fine wine. I buy it once a year. For Purim, I don't care what wine. I buy a 15 shekel bottle. But for Pesach, I try to buy the best wine I can. That's fine.
Now, what if you're having a problem with blood sugar?
So, what can't you have?
Wine, first off.
So, you can't have wine? I said you can have grape juice. You like to have grape juice?
Yeah.
So, grape juice, yeah. And if you're hard to eat grape juice, that's when you have small amounts of grape juice. The Torah does not want you to die. Does not want you to suffer. The Torah wants you to be happy. Rabbi Stein, we should have a Zoshem Machar. I'm not going to come. Zoshem Yom Chamishi. So?
This is it?
Yom Chamishi. Thursday, Bli Neda. Who could I inform if I can't come for whatever reason? I call you. If I can't come for Thursday, so I'll call Yaakov and I'll tell you before. Okay. I don't know if anyone that Tony's